Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Asia. May I please have your first and last name to locate your account?
Yes, ma'am. My first name is John. My last name is Lehman, L-E-H-M-A-N.
Give me just a moment while I try to locate an account with your name on it.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
One second, the computer's loading. Okay, so I've tried your first and last name and nothing pulled up. How may I help you today?
Well, I would like to request that you put my future orders. I just received an order of omega-3, and I'm way behind or way ahead, however you look at that. And I'm going to ask you to please hold any more deliveries of orders for me for that omega-3. Until I'm ready for it, I have a ways to go, and I would like you to put a hold on that until I call you and tell you to restart it again. Can we do
that? Okay, is your first name spelled J-O-H-N?
The last name is L-E-H-M-A-N. John.
Okay, but the first name is spelled J-O-H-N, correct?
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand you.
The first name is spelled J-O-H-N.
Yes, ma'am.
The last name is spelled L as in lizard, E as in echo, H as in hippo, M as in Mike, A as in apple, N as in Nancy.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, could this account be under someone else's name?
No, ma'am.
Okay, let me see what other way I could try to locate an account. Let me try your phone number. One second. Let's see. Another pulled up there. Let's see. Okay, what else could I try? Could you provide me with your email address?
Yes. It's gentlemanjohn38@comcast.net.
Okay, I can't understand what you're saying. I only heard John. Could you spell your email address out for me, please?
GentlemanJohn38@comcast.net.
Okay, did you say, you said C as in cat or S as in snake?
I'm sorry, you lost me. I don't know what
okay,
you're asking.
Okay, so the at sign, so I'm having a hard time understanding the letters that you're saying. You said the at sign, was it C as in cat?
Comcast.
Comcast.net.
CAST.net.
Okay, let me try your email address. One second. Okay, so it's under John Elf, your last name. Okay, and for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
Yes, I'm at 604 Calais Drive, apartment 1105, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15327.
Okay, so I do see where your next shipment date is March the 18th. Did you want it to push it out some more?
No, I would just like you to not send me any until I contact you again to tell you to restart that.
Okay, well, I do want to let you know. Let me pull this up. 1 second. This computer goes so slow. And I do see where our Omex Ultra Pro was purchased. Okay, so now I do see you are on our subscribe and save. So once you call back, if you do a one-time shipment for that product, it is $39.95. But with the subscribe and save, I do see where you are charged that, so you get two boxes. So each of those would be $39.95. So two boxes is $79.99.
Yeah, but I just want you to stop sending it until I tell you to start again. I've had other health problems, and I haven't used it as often as I did, and I'm getting backed up with it. And I don't want any more orders shipped to me until I call you to tell you to start shipping them again.
Yes, sir. And this product, it does help with inflammation of the joints and also your heart health as well. I can change the frequency for you. Instead of getting it every 2 months, I can go up to every 6 months if you would like.
Yes, change that. Yes. Yes, ma'am, please.
Okay, so I'll get it changed for you. Let me change it. 1 second. One moment.
Yes, please take your time.
One second. This computer is going very, very slow. I do apologize, by the way. Give me one moment.
Yes, please. I'm a very patient man.
Okay, and do you want your frequency changed, or do you just want to push the next shipment date to 6 months from now? But after 6 months, you want to keep getting it every 2 months?
No, 6 months.
Okay, every time. Okay, give me one moment. Oh, let me see. Every 60 days to every 6 months. So every 6 months. So 6 months is 180 days. All right, let me change that for you. 180 days. Save that. I don't understand this computer. It's going so slow. Let me see. I'm going to reach out to my supervisor really quick. Let's see. I'm going to send her your account information so maybe she's able to change it. Give me one moment because it's not letting me. The computer is, I don't know what's wrong with it today. Let's see. Send this to her. One second, she's taking a look at your account now. All right, I do want to let you know that I'm still here, still waiting on her.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay, so let me see. So she changed it for me. So I do have your subscription set to every 180 days. So you'll get that product every 6 months instead of every 2 months.
Okay, when will my next order be then? July?
Let me get this pulled back up and refresh the page. So your next shipment date will be... Oh, 1 second. This computer's still loading.
Well, I just got one in January, so 6 months should be July then.
Let me ask her because mine's still not loading. Let me ask her. So, no.
Well, that's okay. If it's not easy for you to do right away, why? I'll look for
it. Hold on. I still have to pull up your account and get it notated.
No, that's
either
okay.
Way.
That's okay. 6 months from now will be July. So I'll look for another order in July then.
All right. Would you like to try our vitamin D to strengthen your bones today?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
All right. Well, I do want to...
I thank you for what you did for me. You are appreciated, and thank you for your help.
You're welcome, and I do want to say thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great one.
You do the same. Bye-bye.